Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. A Hope More Powerful Than the Sea by Melissa Fleming is a non-fiction account of the Syrian refugee crisis told through the life of one young woman, Doa Al-Zamel. Fleming, a longtime UNHCR spokesperson, frames Doa's journey as both deeply personal and broadly representative of the forces driving displacement war, political collapse, shrinking options, and the determination to protect family. The book follows Doa from her early life in Syria through upheaval, flight to neighboring countries, and an attempted sea crossing toward Europe that turns catastrophic. Rather than treating refugees as statistics, the narrative focuses on decisions made under pressure and the emotional costs of leaving home. It also examines the networks of smugglers, the hazards of irregular migration, and the role of international responses that often arrive late. At its core, the story is about endurance and moral courage, highlighting how hope can persist even when everything familiar has been stripped away. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from ordinary life to sudden displacement. One of the book's central topics is how quickly stability can disintegrate and force ordinary people into impossible choices. Doa's early life is portrayed as grounded in family routines, community expectations, and plans that feel normal for a young woman coming of age. The war in Syria changes the meaning of everyday actions, turning school, work, and travel into sources of danger. The story underscores that displacement is rarely a single moment. It is a sequence of escalating constraints. Each new restriction narrows options until leaving becomes the least bad decision rather than a desired adventure. The narrative also clarifies the difference between wanting to migrate and being compelled to flee. Families weigh safety, money, and dignity while trying to preserve relationships and identity. Through Doa's experience, the book shows how refugees are created by circumstances, not by character flaws. It emphasizes the psychological shock of losing a home, the grief of separation, and the constant recalculation of risk. This context helps readers understand that the refugee experience begins long before border crossings. In the slow collapse of normal life, in the urgent search for a place where the future is still imaginable. Secondly, life in limbo in the region of first asylum. A major theme is the period after fleeing, when safety is partial and the future remains uncertain. The book explores what it means to live as a refugee in neighboring countries, where many Syrians sought initial refuge. Physical danger may be reduced, but new pressures emerge: limited legal status, restricted work opportunities, precarious housing, and the constant fear of being forced to move again. Doa's story illustrates the emotional toll of waiting without clear pathways forward. Aspirations are paused, education and careers are disrupted, and family roles shift as people do whatever they can to survive. The narrative highlights how displacement can expose people to exploitation, including predatory employment and social vulnerability, especially for young women. It also examines how community support and personal relationships can become lifelines, offering moments of normalcy and meaning amid instability. By focusing on day-to-day realities rather than policy debates alone, the book helps readers see why some refugees decide to attempt dangerous journeys onward. This topic frames secondary movement not as reckless impulse, but as the result of accumulated barriers and the need for long-term security, legality, and a chance to rebuild. Thirdly, the smuggling economy and the high stakes of irregular migration. The book devotes significant attention to the mechanics and moral complexity of irregular migration. When legal routes are scarce, people turn to smugglers, creating a market built on desperation and misinformation. Doa's path shows how refugees must evaluate claims, prices, and promises without reliable safeguards. Decisions are made in a fog of uncertainty, with families often pooling resources or selling what remains in exchange for passage. The narrative outlines how smuggling networks operate through intermediaries, last-minute changes, and minimal accountability. It also reveals the psychological bargaining that occurs when people convince themselves that risk is manageable because the alternative is indefinite limbo. Importantly, the book does not reduce smugglers to a single stereotype. It suggests a spectrum ranging from opportunism to outright cruelty, while still emphasizing that the power imbalance is profound. This topic is crucial because it connects personal tragedy to structural conditions. When borders harden and resettlement slots are limited, the sea and desert become substitute corridors. The book uses Doa's experience to show how policy gaps translate into human vulnerability, and how hope, while sustaining, can also be manipulated by those selling escape. Catastrophe at sea and the ethics of survival. At the heart of the story is the sea crossing, where the promise of safety collides with the realities of overcrowded boats and insufficient oversight. The book portrays the crossing not as a dramatic set piece, but as a culmination of earlier pressures, making the ensuing disaster feel tragically foreseeable. Doa's experience highlights the chaos that can follow when vessels are unfit for the journey and when panic, weather, or external interference turns a migration attempt into a life-threatening event. This section foregrounds the ethics of survival, the instincts that take over, the responsibility people feel for others, and the ways courage can look like endurance rather than heroics. It also explores grief in real time, as loss becomes immediate and irreversible. Beyond the personal, the incident invites readers to confront broader questions about rescue capacity, maritime responsibility, and how societies assign value to lives at the margins. The narrative emphasizes that survivors often carry both trauma and a sense of obligation to remember those who did not make it. By focusing on Doa's determination to keep others alive, the book reframes survival as relational, rooted in love and commitment even amid extreme fear. Lastly, after rescue trauma, media attention, and building a future, the book also examines what happens after survival, challenging the assumption that rescue equals resolution. Doa's post-rescue experience involves medical recovery and psychological aftermath, including the persistence of trauma, memory, and survivor responsibility. The narrative considers how a single story can become symbolic, drawing media attention that is both protective and burdensome. Public recognition may open doors, yet it can also reduce a person to a headline, compressing complex experiences into simplified narratives of victimhood or inspiration. Fleming's perspective highlights the role of humanitarian systems and the practical steps that can follow a crisis identification, support services, and potential resettlement. This topic underscores that rebuilding requires time, community, and access to education and legal stability. It also shows how refugees often become advocates, not because they seek attention, but because they understand that silence can allow preventable suffering to continue. The book invites readers to think about integration as a two-way process involving opportunity, belonging, and the chance to reclaim agency. Ultimately, this section positions hope not as naive optimism, but as a discipline of moving forward, honoring loss while pursuing a life that is more than mere survival. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a human-centered understanding of the Syrian refugee crisis, including students, book clubs, humanitarian-minded professionals, and anyone who has followed migration headlines but wants to grasp the lived reality behind them. It will also resonate with readers drawn to true stories of endurance and moral courage. Because it presents survival as an outcome shaped by love, responsibility, and hard choices rather than luck alone, the benefit to a reader's life comes from expanded empathy and sharper judgment. By seeing how quickly normal life can collapse and how limited legal options can push people toward extreme risks, readers gain perspective on privilege, resilience, and the practical consequences of policy. Compared with many crisis overviews, this book stands out by sustaining narrative intimacy while still illuminating systemic forces such as displacement dynamics, smuggling markets, and the challenges of resettlement. It avoids treating refugees as abstractions and instead shows the emotional cost of every step. The result is a story that informs without lecturing, moves without manipulation, and leaves readers with a clear sense of what meaningful solidarity can look like. If you would like to support Melissa Fleming, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.